You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy and I saw an article the other day, and we've held on to it for a couple of days, laughing about it. The headline that caught our eye was 10 things you shouldn't have in your home once you're over 30.
Right. And they're assuming that's when you officially mature, right? And you have to get rid of all your college stuff and your kids' stuff and be an adult at 30. Yeah.
So I was looking at the list. And we can open up the phones and talk to people about this. Sometimes we hear from, I mean, I'm sorry to spin it this way, but sometimes we hear from a few women who talk about what they discover when they go over to a guy's apartment or house for the first time, and they are appalled that he might be, 33 years old and he still has, like beanbag chairs or inflatable furniture,
recliner. Or the dreaded futon. You walk in and there's a futon sitting there in the living room. He's like, what? It turns to a bed. If you're over 30, you need to get rid of the futon immediately.
There's a lot of things you need to get rid of.
Immediately.
Also on the list, stuffed animals on your bed.
Yep.
So a lot of these things scream guys, but not that one. I'm not saying that there aren't some guys who keep stuffed animals on their bed, but when you're a 38-year-old woman and you still have your, your big stuffed panda bear from when you were a kid.
It's not sexy.
No, we might need to talk. And then one that I know Jeremy defends, but I'd like to talk about for just a moment. Once you're 30, people should not walk into your house and look up at the mantle over your fireplace and see your sports trophies from when you were 11 years old.
Right. Your glory days.
I know you still display a few trophies.
I do. Nicole's got one. It's a bowling trophy. I think we leave them up because they're kind of funny. They're in the office. It's like a bowling trophy.
Now that is funny.
It's got the little guy on top, bowling. And then mine is a best actor award from high school, Bear Creek High School, 1998. And it's sitting in there. So we just leave them out because they're kind of funny, kind of stupid. Mm. But I could see like walking into our producer Josh's house, who has played baseball and hockey and frisbee golf. I don't know what else he plays. And it's like just littered with his childhood trophies. I could totally see that. And every sports guy next door at our sports station.
Oh,
you know that they've got those laying out. So, yeah, I would tuck those away unless they're goofy like I have. A few other women have written in actually today on our Facebook, and she says, a few of them said, winter hats with ears. If you have any sort of winter hat with like cat ears or something, get rid of those. If you own a headband with a bow attached to it, you need to immediately get rid of that. And then here's one that I don't agree with because I think they're super sexy. But if you're a lady over 30, you should not be wearing Uggs or have any sort of Uggs in your house, and I like the Uggs, so I'm on an island.
Yeah, I don't know if I get that one or not.
But Uggs, I guess that's a younger lady thing to have, I guess. I don't know. Oh, and then one more came in and says, a cell phone case with any sort of animal on it. So
I guess
that's...
I guess where we struggle with this, right, is that there's... on one hand, there's all the talk about, hey, you need to mature, you need to grow up. And then on the other hand, we have all these lectures from people that say, if you want to remain, young, you have to remain young at heart.
That's right.
And you got to find the balance, right? Because there's a difference between being kind of young at heart and trying to hold on to childhood. Those are two different things. And you should be able to see the, the shades of gray that are in there between I can't give up being a child and staying young at heart. I see differences, but maybe for some people that line is blurred. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Was this one on the list? One of them I saw that somebody commented, glow-in-the-dark stars on your ceiling.
Yeah, it was on the list.
I totally had those on my ceiling as a kid. So,
you know,
I can't imagine being 30 and being like, look at the stars.
Now, we honestly heard from a woman. This was like a year or two ago. And she said she had gone out with a guy a couple of times and they ended up at his place. She said, I swear to God, he had Star Wars sheets on his bed.
Oh, yes.
He was.
Is that a turnoff?
Mid to late 20s. And she said he had like Luke Skywalker sheets on his bed.
At what point, is it just funny or is it sad? You know, I kind of look at that as, oh, that's just funny. You bring somebody home and you peel back the sheets and there's Luke Skywalker staring at you. And you make lightsaber jokes and Wookiee jokes. And
you don't want to roll over in the morning and be looking at Chewbacca.
You really don't.
If you've got comments on any of this, we've got the ears to hear what you have to say. Maybe you have walked into someone's house and you have thought, really, they're 35 and they still have blank. In their house. I know this can go both directions, but we are tending to hear more from women on this. Mm-hmm. Della, I love the name Della. I want that name to come back.
Della
is great. She said, I would tell, and then she puts the word men in quotation marks. I would tell men that when your entire collection of glasses in the kitchen cabinet is made up of pint glasses with the names of beers on them, you are a man child.
Yeah, that's not good.
When your only glasses are the ones, you know, that say Bud Light on them.
Go to Target and buy some new glasses, man.
Amanda wrote in. She said, my ex-husband was furious when I suggest... Maybe ex-husband is key here, right? Mm-hmm. My ex-husband was furious when I suggested that we put away his Lego creations when we moved to our new house. Didn't we just talk about that not long ago?
The
guys who want to keep Lego stuff out as like their home
It's like decoration. It's like displaying your art. And we're like, no, it's Legos. Let me give you two more A names. I got Alicia and Angela. Alicia just wrote in on our Facebook. She says, wow, knife to the heart, boys. I'm taking down my Dolphin Lisa Frank posters, taking them down right now. Yes, my sister had all those up, so take those down.
That's great.
And then a hot Angela wrote in and said, boys, I just started dating a guy who was 35. I went to his apartment, and he had shelves and shelves of DVDs displayed in his family room. He was bragging about his collection, and he had them all alphabetized. Oh. He's really cute, but I don't think it's going to last. Pack those babies up and move into the year 2021. That's from Angela.
It's funny.
Yeah. Take the DVDs down, dudes.
Oh, that's great. Let's jump on the phone here. Danny, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hey.
So first of all, how old are you, Danny?
I'm 30.
All right. Okay. You're right there.
You're exactly right there. What we're talking about. Are we hurting you this morning?
No, you know what? It's kind of like, okay, I totally did this, and I got a good chuckle out of it, so it's fine.
What do you have?
What do you have?
Tell us so we can judge you.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of start off with, I moved to an apartment, moved with my parents' bed that they got us when, you know, I came home from college. It was like a full-size bed, whatever. And my parents got me these cute little sheets, I think pineapples, unicorns, you know, all the good fun stuff. And, I mean, I don't really care. And I just, you know, one day was like, I'm going to put the unicorns on because it's the only ones clean. And then, of course, I go on a date. He comes home. Unicorns. I don't think
unicorns. Unicorns.
I don't think he noticed. You know.
No, I'm sure he didn't.
No, he didn't notice. 100% he did not notice.
Or if he did, he wasn't going to say anything until
the
next
day. No, he didn't care.
He is now my fiancé, so it's not a big deal.
You hooked him. Hey, take a picture of those sheets and send them to us on our Facebook.
We want to see them.
I don't think I have them.
Oh.
I sent them to Goodwill.
Oh. Oh, no.
But you know what? I might have a pillowcase, so I might send them your way.
Yeah, we might have
Thank
to.
Thank you.
Say. Listen, I'm glad you called, Danny. I hope you have a fun weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
See you later.
Thanks for being on the show.